Learning about SEO is something that every marketer, blogger, or business person trying to advertise their brand needs to do. SEO is one of the most important segments of digital marketing, and without it, you can't expect to get great results. Hey listeners, I have an ask of you. Between the daily recaps, one-on-one guest interviews, and trivia show, this podcast takes time, effort, and resources to share with you every week. I'm humbled and grateful for the listener and sponsor interest over the past several months, and the scores of messages received letting me know that this podcast has incrementally improved your day or week. That's been very inspiring to me. Special thanks to the community for engaging and interacting with the show, in many instances daily. I want to keep the podcast focused on content that informs, entertains, and is mindful of your time. One way to accomplish this is direct listener support. Your support would help the show grow, and to quote Gary Vee, lead it into the 21st century. I've set up a link where you can quickly and easily support the show. The whole thing will take about 30 seconds. It's glow.fm/growsmarter. That's glow.fm/growsmarter. We're asking for $5 a month, but you can contribute as much or as little as you like. If Grow Smarter is a part of your day or week and you love what you're doing and what we're doing, please visit us at glow.fm/growsmarter and support us any way you can today. Despite best efforts, there are still many common SEO misconceptions. Today we'll break down the 6 most common mistakes and teach you how to do the right thing instead. So let's take a closer look. Number 1, a bad keyword strategy. If you know anything about SEO, you know how important keywords are. Choosing the right keywords and placing them inside your content properly is the basic SEO skill you need to have under your belt. But there are several mistakes that you need to eliminate from your keyword strategy. Ignoring keyword research tools, you can't just guess which keyword performs best. You need to do thorough research using the right tools such as SEMrush or Google Keyword Planner. Going for the global, broadest keyword, unless you're a world-famous digital marketing agency, you can't expect to rank highest for the keyword chocolate. But you can aim for something more specific, like dark chocolate for boosting immunity. Also, keyword stuffing. Don't just turn your content into a keyword listing. It will damage your SEO and increase your bounce rate significantly. And keyword cannibalization. You shouldn't fight for the same keyword on multiple pages of your website. Instead, invest all your efforts into a single keyword on a single page. It's not that hard to conduct proper keyword research and placement. Number 2, content and keywords disagreement. You must remember that SEO isn't just supposed to satisfy the Google algorithms. It's also supposed to make the readers happy and give the value they're looking for. With that in mind, you need to avoid making the following mistake. A, using a keyword that doesn't match your content. B, tricking people into thinking they'll get an answer to a question, and C, disappointing your readers with poor content. You only have one shot to make a great first impression. If you fail to do so, you'll lose members of your target audience forever. Make sure that your keywords match your content. 3, poor title tags and meta descriptions. Your title tags and meta descriptions will either make or break you. It's the first thing that a potential reader or listener will see or hear when they get those search results. They see a title and a mini description beneath. Both of these need to be unique, descriptive, specific, attention-grabbing, and informative. Disregarding the importance of title tags and meta descriptions will cost you a lot of website visitors. Invest the effort into writing compelling and unique title tags and meta descriptions. Number 4, ignoring mobile devices. Mobile devices have made a revolutionary breakthrough during the last couple of decades. Smartphones and tablets are taking over the lead in web searches, and you have to adjust to the new situation. Ignoring mobile devices is like saying no to 50% of your visitors. If you don't create mobile-friendly pages, Google will recognize them as unfriendly for those searching from such devices. To make it right, just go ahead and optimize your design for all types of devices. Create mobile-first designs and test for different screen sizes. Create pages that are equally stunning on every device, and you'll be doing yourself a huge favor. Number 5, adding poor links. Link building is important, but only if it's done properly. If you focus more on the number of your links rather than the quality, you'll be harming your content. Link building is supposed to A, get your visitors to spend more time on your website, the internal links. B, give them a chance to further their research, your external links. And C, help Google understand what your content is about. If you just stuff your content with links, you might confuse the readers and the algorithms. Instead, focus on using fewer links, but make sure they link to credible resources or relevant web pages. 6, writing poor quality content. Finally, to make sure your content is SEO friendly, you need to ensure it provides the value for your readers. That means that you have to write and publish content that is A, high quality, B, informative, and C, supported by data, facts, and stats, rich in visuals and infographics. Final thoughts. It takes time, energy, and dedication to master the art of writing SEO-friendly content. By learning about these most common mistakes to avoid, you're improving your knowledge and polishing your skills. Use the affirmation to remember what to focus on and how to stay on your right track. Keep working on your skills and you'll soon be able to feel the results of your hard work. Please remember to rate and review the show. It really helps new listeners find us. We welcome you to leave comments because we read everyone and it definitely helps tremendously with improvements to the show. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode.